the habit loop. The neurological process of habit formation is best understood as a feedback loop. While different models exist, they share a core structure. Charles Duhigg's model consists of three parts: cue, routine, and reward. James Clear expands this into a more detailed four-step model, which will be used as the primary framework in this guide. First, cue, the trigger that tells the brain to initiate a behavior. It is a bit of information that predicts a reward. This could be a time of day, a location, an emotional state, or the preceding action in a sequence. Second, craving, the motivational force behind every habit. The cue is meaningless without the craving. What is craved is not the habit itself, but the change in state it delivers. Third, response, the actual habit performed, which can be a thought or an action. Whether the response occurs depends on the motivation, the craving, and the amount of friction associated with the behavior. Fourth, reward, an end goal of the habit. The reward satisfies the craving and teaches the brain which actions are worth remembering for the future.